is a pretty big view of some of the NHIS data, so we won't get really deep into the weeds. I'm a baby epidemiologist, so I'm kind of afraid of a lot of those large statistical programming things that happen with SPSS and make your computer freeze. So you won't have to worry about getting your calculators out for this presentation. But the goal here was to take a look at some of the provider-based things that are going on in the National Health Interview survey from the 2012 data that was most recently released. I'd like to acknowledge my partner in crime, Claire Johnson, who's in the back of the room. And we do not have any relevant conflicts of interest to declare in regard to this presentation today. So as probably everybody in this room knows, complementary and alternative medicine is big bucks and big business in the United States. The rather landmark study that was published showed in 1997 that more than $35 billion were spent per year, which was greater than the out-of-pocket expenses for hospitalizations at the same time. So a lot of people are fairly interested in what this is all about, and wherever there's money, there's interest. As we all know, people do research where there's grant money. And so this is no exception to the rule. What we wanted to look at specifically here was which provider-based forms of CAM were most commonly used in the 2012 data. What were the common conditions that people came to those provider-based CAM modalities for, and to look to see if the patients who, or the people who use these procedures or CAM providers, perceived that these were helpful for their condition. So very simple study. So this is a secondary analysis of data. For those of you who don't know what NHIS is, it's a huge, humongous survey that's done. It's a face-to-face interview, so don't worry. There's no issues about cell phones and land-based phones here. This is actually face-to-face. The N is about is close to 35,000 people in the survey, and there are a zillion questions in the survey. So just getting into NHIS data is like you need a master's degree in just NHIS. So we just took a look at three areas of a very large survey. The methods that are used to conduct the survey have been validated for many, many decades now and are very standard. And I won't go through the methods other than to say that it's a nationally representative sample, it's stratified, and it's done all the things it's supposed to do. So I already talked about that. Like I said, this would be the epi study. So basically, we're looking at frequency counts and crosstabs. So what do we get? First of the top three most important therapies that are provider-based for CAM, chiropractic, osteopathic manipulation made up 25%, massage was 13%, and acupuncture 2.4%. We did not coalesce chiropractic and osteopathic manipulation. That's the way the question is asked in the NHIS survey. So that's you get what you get to work with what's available, and that's what we have. The most common reasons people would use these top three provider-based CAMs, back pain was for 26% of the people, neck pain was 7.9%, you can read the numbers, but joint pain and stiffness, arthritis, and muscle or bone pain. So essentially the most common reasons people are seeking out provider-based CAM were for musculoskeletal complaints. Now, I don't know about you, but as a clinician, if I can get 70% of my patients or more to believe that their therapy was helpful, that's pretty good odds that the patient's going to get better. I'll take those odds as a clinician. And when we look at the perceptions by the people who are answering the survey that their top therapies were helpful for whatever condition that they were most likely to go in and have that be seen for, those are really good numbers. The lowest number is 69%, which is for acupuncture being used for joint pain. But the highest was for manipulation for neck pain at 92. So, yeah, I was expecting to sort of see lower numbers when we were initially planning on doing this. I was pretty impressed. So, in terms of discussion, what's the prevalence of the use of CAM in NHIS? That's kind of like what everybody wants to know. I'm not going to tell you. And the reason I'm not going to tell you is because they don't even, they put a disclaimer in NHIS, which I've quoted here, Many of the alt use variables, meaning the alternative medicine questionnaire set for NHIS, are asked of only a subset of the sample adults, and so they should not be used to estimate prevalence. So we did not go in and start getting fancy with the data. Like I said, baby epi study, didn't want to get too far out of lines there. And actually, the way that the survey is constructed, it makes it really difficult to answer that question. I think we can take away that musculoskeletal problems are a chief reason for people seeking out CAM provider-based care. There are some limitations. It's a secondary analysis, so when you're using somebody else's study, you are a little bit limited in what you can do. So the survey was not designed specifically for what we're asking. It is based on people's recall, and we have the issue of recall bias, and you know maybe when the person was originally seeing that provider for whatever their chief complaint was, they perceived that it was more helpful than it was, or less helpful than it was, but at the time that the survey was done, we certainly have to work with that. And then the representativeness, this is for only non-institutionalized adults, so we don't really know how other folks would react. Also, active duty military aren't necessarily involved in this survey, so there are some limitations in terms of population representativeness. So in conclusion, we feel that it's safe to say that musculoskeletal problems are common reasons why people in the U.S. seek CAM, at least according to the survey. The most common CAM provider are for manipulation, massage, and acupuncture. The majority felt that it helped their condition, and so we think that more work looking at safety, effectiveness, and cost would be useful.